Atlas stops shrugging. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Howard Schultz, founder and CEO of Starbucks, is urging other CEOs to join him in cutting off donations to political candidates who put stubbornness above patriotism. But let's not ignore the rest of this story, because his letter also addresses that vicious spiral we hear so much about.
The owners of this woolen mill in Minnesota are hoping to add 40 workers by this fall. But their biggest obstacles are uncertainty and access to credit. And there's not much politicians can do to change that.
But CEOs can do something. That's part two of the Howard Schultz letter, where he says, quote, "The only way to break this cycle of fear is to break it." He's not just going to boycott stubborn politicians. He's going to render them irrelevant by creating jobs without their help. Amen, Howard. Every time I read a Warren Buffett op-ed begging the government to raise his taxes, I wonder, if Warren has all that money, why doesn't he just hire some people? Howard Schultz is also sitting on a huge pile of cash, $1.7 billion in Starbucks case, but he's actually using it to hire people, 36,000 since January, with plans to hire 70,000 more in the next year. And he wants other CEOs to pledge to do the same, because the only way to break this cycle of fear is to break it. I am tempted to say that Howard Schultz is in love with America. And just for that, I'm going to buy a $4 Frappuccino with extra whip! Giddy up, America! Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.